had an experience recently. I was doing some consultation for an agency. They had a particular consumer that was, again, agitated, very difficult to deal with. A lot of blaming of providers, a lot of, I'm going to sue you, I'm going to, you know, that type of thing going, dynamic going on in the conversation. And, you know, in that context, with those types of things going on, clinicians often get on the defensive and feel threatened. And it creates a situation where you have that back and forth going on with nobody moving in any particular direction. So in the process of this blaming going on back and forth, I jumped in and immediately reflected some things that I was pulling out that were particularly important to the client. He had had a number of losses in his life. Housing, family members, significant others, loss of job, loss of resources to get a job that were causing an enormous amount of frustration in his life and anger towards those that he perceived as taking those things from him. So I reflected that back to him. You know, you've really had a lot of losses in your life. Things have happened to you that have made you very angry and upset, and it's very frustrating. You feel like you're spinning your wheels right now. If you could have three things happen out of this process that would help you feel like you've made some progress today, what would those three things be? Open-ended statement, open-ended question to him. And also placing control in his hands. Control was very important to him. I could see that in the interactions that were going on. So just kind of putting control in his hands and letting him run the show for a little bit. He was running the show anyway, even though clinicians were trying to direct him. And immediately his demeanor and emotional expression changed dramatically. He focused directly on me, listened to what I was saying, and the anger just dispersed. It just went away. He went right back to where he was when he walked in the room, and I could see a connection there.